Brody Smith from the Crows here, and proud ambassador for Murraybridge Toyota.
Boy, do I love these pros!
It's time to catch up with one of my teammates.
We're the pride of South Australia.
Well, not very often you get to introduce yourself. That's exactly what our next guest has just done. Crows gun halfback Brody Smith joins us. Brody, how are you?
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me. I'm very well. How are you?
We are very well. How'd you pull up from the weekend, mate? Disappointing result. Not what you're after.
Pulled up pretty well, but not the result we wanted, and but really we didn't play near enough to the level we wanted, and we were still in the game. So I guess it's the positive to take out of the loss.
Yeah, look, it was interesting because you actually won three quarters. You lost the first quarter, then won the next three, but you got smacked in the first 6-2. What did you put down your start to? Because it was pretty sloppy, and you looked a bit sluggish.
Yeah, it was, and even though we won the three quarters, like you said, the numbers after the game for our key indicators were way off where we wanted to be. So to be in the game was pleasing. But yeah, the slow start is, we haven't really had that this year. I guess we're a little slow to start against Freo, but it took us by surprise a bit that first quarter. It's not really like us this year. So it's definitely something we'll be looking to address this week.
Yeah, and the glass is half full because I don't think that midfield group collectively could play that bad again. So do you look at it as a glass half full or a glass half empty from that perspective?
Yeah, that's right. And what we spoke about during the week is that it was an event, it's not a trend. So, the midfield's been really good this year, and they obviously did perform to the level they would have liked on the weekend, but it hasn't been a continual thing. So thankfully... we've got full confidence they'll come out this week and have a really good week.
See, I reckon it is a trend, Brody. In fact, the centre square clearances for me is a trend now. The North Melbourne loss, the Hawthorn loss, and that loss, you're getting smashed in centre square.
Yeah, we haven't had the great... I didn't know that was the stat, but obviously on the weekend, centre square was the main area, but it was also around the ground as well. You know, their midfield players had a lot of high possession, and our midfield were down on numbers considerably. So hopefully the difference isn't that major this week, and we can get back into getting the footy in our half.
The pressure they put on was outstanding. Did that just make you a little bit jumpy, particularly early on? You overpossessed it, and they got plenty of goals on turnover.
Yeah, we did overpossess it early, and like you said, their pressure was good, but we invited it a little bit with the handball and overhandballing in our back line, and just at times we needed to get the ball out of there, but we were just a bit fumbly, or we just used too many handles. So after quarter time, we addressed that and were able to get ourselves back in the game. But yeah, definitely early, we just used the ball too much.
Cornsy's just texted me, Brody. He wants me to ask, who's the tackling coach?
Who's the tackling coach?
Yeah. Who's your tackling coach?
We've had Warwick Raymond's done a lot of work with us over the last few years in the tackling area, and I think I know where this is going with the high tackles.
well, just on that, was it the way they approached the ball? And I reckon a lot of times they led with their head. And again, how tough is it in this modern game to not give away a free kick?
Yeah, it is really hard. And obviously now the head's really protected, which is a good thing. But you get a bit nervous when someone's coming at you leading with the head. You don't want to go too hard and maybe get suspended or something like that. But
yeah,
it's a fine line during the game, but we probably just need to go a little bit lower in our tackles and a bit harder as well, so we don't allow the opponent to slip down and we get them over the shoulder.
Well, there was one with Hunter with, I think, 1 minute and 44 on the clock in the dying seconds of the game. You were with the Puopolo one. I wouldn't have paid either of them. But crikey, it's just difficult to not give away a free kick with that. Do you think they did lead a little bit with their head?
Oh, I think a lot of teams do it now. That they've got a good ability to be able to drop the knees or just shrug the shoulders a little bit and force you to slip up. So, like I said before, if you're not hard and low in the tackle and you give them a chance to sort of drop the shoulder, they take full advantage of it, especially the little blokes if they've got a taller opponent.
Now, there's been a lot spoken since the game on the umpires and the free kicks and the number of it. Now, you're very limited at what you can do. But just a question, when you're out there playing, and it is, from a commentator's point of view, we know the stats, so we knew it was one-sided. Did you get a feeling that the free kick count was running against you?
We did a little bit on the weekend. It was obviously pretty frustrating, but, we've moved on for that now. We spoke about it. As a club, the Bulldogs game's gone now. We've got to move on quick. We've got a 6-day break. So we're just looking forward to Geelong now on Friday night, and hope, like I said, we'll be trying to go harder and lower in those tackles and make sure we stick them correctly.
So when you say you spoke about as a club, what did you speak about?
I was just in the review, obviously we made mention of that our tackling wasn't to the standard we wanted, but it's not the umpire's fault. We've got to move on now and move on to Geelong.
Now, you're trained to move on quickly, Brody. There's no question about that, and I congratulate you for that. I haven't. A lot of the fans haven't. Bix has. Have you really moved on?
Yeah, we have, mate. We've got it. We've got main session today, and it'll be all about Geelong and what we need to do to beat them. So, the Bulldogs game's gone, and it's all about beating Geelong Friday night.
Yeah, well said. Look, it is Friday night footy. The number one team for scores for are the Crows. The number two team is Geelong. Promises to be a cracker. I think that total team defence needs to be there Friday, doesn't it? Something you've been working on all year.
Yeah, that's right. It has been. One of our main focuses is that team defence and, using that to score, going the other way. So Geelong are pretty similar. They like to, once they turn the ball over, they go hard back the other way and they can score a lot off the turnover. So hopefully it's a nice high-scoring game and the fans enjoy it and we get over the line.
One of the real bonuses of your ball movement, which has been sensational, you've been super efficient going inside forward 50. You're getting the ball in so deep. Josh Jenkins has kicked a heap of goals and probably never kicked so many goals from the goal scorer in his life. And what that means is your goal-kicking accuracy is very high. On the weekend, you kicked 14 goals two from the six-minute mark of the second quarter. You're number two in the competition, which is a nice change because you've... Well, Adelaide has been down the other end for a number of years.
Yeah, it has been good. And obviously, when you've got guys like Jenkins and Big Tex down there, we got confidence to get the ball in nice and deep to them. And then all we need from them is a contest because they don't mark it. We got guys like Charlie Cameron and Eddie Betts nipping at their heels. So it's really working well at the moment, the forward line. And I think on the weekend, we went down inside 50s by about 30, but we're still able to be in the game. So our efficiency going forward has been really pleasing.
And on the injury front, only D-Mac out with a hammy. We're hearing Rory Laird may give himself a silly chance this week.
Yeah, I've been catching up with Laird this week. He's been moving around a lot better than last week, that's for sure. But
how is the desk?
The desk, yeah. He's a bit taller now. He's got that moon boot on, so he's feeling pretty good about himself. But unfortunately, D-Mac's caught up a bit sore, so he'll miss. But the good thing about us so far this year is we've got plenty of depth, so. There's a lot of guys playing well in the NFL. Jared Lyons was stiff to come out last week. So guys like that will be throwing their hand up in the main session today and looking forward to whoever comes in playing well.
Who's the desk? What's the desk?
Ladies, the desk.
He's short and wide like a desk.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah.
Well, that was news to me.
Haven't you heard of the desk? I thought everyone had heard of the desk, Smithers.
He likes his music too, so he calls himself DJ Deskman.
DJ Deskman.
Yeah,
with a move. So is he a chance this week or no chance?
No, I don't think he is. He probably need another one. His toe's pretty sore, so
yep.
Hopefully next week he's up and going.
Well, I tell you what, he's Daniel Talia's little Batman. I reckon Tails missed him last week. There you are, Smithy.
Yeah, I think we all did a little bit. He's become a bit of a character too. So the boys missed him on the team bus as well. So not just on the field, off the field as well. He's providing plenty this year.
Yeah. Now, a lot's going to be made about Patrick Dangerfield coming back to the Adelaide Oval for the first time. You'll no doubt cross paths with him. He'll spend a bit of time up for. Will you say anything to him?
Obviously there'll be a bit of banter as always. And, he was a bit of my partner in crime and a bit of banter last year. So there'll be a bit said. But, we're not focused on him at all. We're just focused about what we're going to have to do to beat Geelong and hopefully that'll take care of itself and we'll catch up with him afterwards.
Yeah, I worry about Patrick because when you stir him up, he generally is a pretty determined sort of character and I'm worried it might make him play well.
Yeah, that's my thoughts exactly. So we'll just leave him alone and we'll worry about the other. They've got a good midfield. Selwood's obviously in great form as well. So, we'll just worry about Geelong as a collective and what we have to do to beat him.
So he's got a touch of the Steve Waugh's. Don't boo him. Yeah, don't sledge him. Don't jeer him. So the crowd don't jeer him.
Well, I don't know.
Don't poke the bear, you're saying.
That's what my thoughts.
Nah, I'm jeering him. Hey, Smithy, good work, mate. Thanks for your time and keep that great form up.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.
Great man, B. Smith.
Yeah, look, very, very good year so far this year. He's been back to his All-Australian form, which is what we love.
Talking Crows, brought to you by Murray Bridge Toyota, with concierge care to make your experience fun and hassle-free.